Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Not long after Visa announced its roadmap to EMV in the U.S., MasterCard followed suit. But MasterCard's roadmap isn't just about EMV, chip and PIN. The company says it's also about providing the next generation of products and services developed to enhance the way consumers pay. MasterCard's Colin McGrath says the change comes as opportunities are constantly emerging with new technologies in the payments industry. McGrath is Vice President of Development in U.S. Markets.
A lot of different partners in the payments ecosystem are really looking for what is that next advance, where is that going to come from, and we believe now is the time to really get people on the same page about upgrading the infrastructure for the U.S. payments industry. So, you know, the timing is right for a number of reasons, but it's primarily opportunity and technology.
McGrath says MasterCard has a 10-point roadmap that includes a move from magnetic stripe to EMV technology available on chip cards.
This is very much a framework and a strategy in our roadmap that really offers flexibility to a lot of the different parties in the payment system to be able to make different technology and business decisions that are consistent with their approach to customers and their approach to business. So, you know, we very much see this path and this evolution is really about enabling, you know, the next generation of payments. It's about providing a globally interoperable, secure platform for people to be able to make the investments necessary to enable that next generation.
Step one is solidifying EMV as the foundation of future payments. MasterCard is looking for a solid technology standard for the different parties to build upon. The company believes EMV is that standard that will allow all of the parties in the payment system to future-proof themselves for the technologies that are coming. McGrath says EMV has great applications that can cross channels and form factors, enabling growth. Another key point on that roadmap is a clear view about who owns the liability for various transactions.
So as these new technologies come into play, we're creating what we call liability hierarchies that will really encourage the adoption of the most secure technology. It's not a mandate for different groups to adopt this. It's really about providing a flexible framework so issuers and merchants in particular can adopt the approach that they feel is best for their customers. Another key point on our roadmap is providing some real financial benefits to merchants who terminalize. And when we talk about terminalization, it's not just about terminalizing for how people pay today, but how they may pay in the future. So we're offering PCI audit relief and account data compromise relief to merchants who adopt EMV contact and EMV contactless terminals.
MasterCard is also taking a look at its own rules to make sure they help, not hinder, growth. The capabilities of all the new technologies that are coming into the payment space aren't necessarily reflected in those rules.
You know, there's typically a very traditional view of card present versus card not present in a lot of network rules. And we recognize that consumers are changing the way that they transact and that they shop, and our rules need to reflect that. So the growth of mobile devices should be reflected in our rules, and how do we really account for those advances in security technology. And then the last point on our roadmap is really about a commitment to leadership and collaboration. Experience has shown us, as we've done EMV implementations around the globe for the better part of a decade or more, is that there's not meaningful progress made until there's a broad base of cooperation and support among the different participants in the industry, and we feel that's extremely important for the U.S. market as well. So we're going to take a very active leadership position and really trying to have industry come together and come up with solutions that need to be solved at the industry level and that are not specific to any one network.
When Visa announced its roadmap, we learned that its plans for EMV in the U.S. aren't chip and PIN, but a new technology that takes advantage of the online infrastructure that's available. McGrath won't comment on Visa's strategy, but he stressed that one of the key tenets of MasterCard's roadmap is encouraging greater security and cardholder verification.
In our liability hierarchy, we recognize that there are choices that different parties can make as it relates to a security cardholder verification approach, And we're really advocating for the adoption of the most secure method. So in a face-to-face environment today, that's PIN. So PIN is the most secure approach, and we believe that will provide the best and more secure experience for consumers. It'll provide the greatest security for issuers and for merchants. So everyone really benefits from that. But at the same time, if that's not consistent with a technology or a customer service approach that a particular party wants to take, they're free to make different decisions. We really feel that it's difficult to predict what the future holds from a technology standpoint. So what we're really trying to articulate is a framework that's flexible and that can be adapted to grow with whatever the changing technology presents.
Perks come with another element of the MasterCard roadmap. It looks at how customers shop and could potentially involve loyalty programs and other offers.
You know, one of the great promises of new technology is that it can do a lot of things that are complementary or related to payments. We participate in a number of different initiatives, Google Wallet being one of the marquee ones, that really look to leverage the capability of the infrastructure for payments to offer additional value-added services. And our roadmap in particular really tries to identify this framework so that whatever the solutions are that come to market and that people want to invest in, they have a standardized, interoperable, secure approach to delivering those solutions.
MasterCard's president of U.S. markets was recently quoted as saying, "We're moving toward a world beyond plastic." McGrath says that doesn't mean there won't be a place for cards, but a lot of new technologies coming into the marketplace may not involve plastic, like smartphones. He says different form factors and technology will add value to the entire payments experience.
We're not going to determine for the industry what the best approach is. What we're saying is we recognize there are a lot of different technologies out there. So if different participants in the industry feel that a card-based form factor is the best approach for them going forward, they're certainly free to continue to support that. But also, you want to have a framework that encourages growth and the adoption of new technologies, and we feel that we've done that. So it's not about, you know, one technology kind of supplanting or replacing another. It's a recognition that there are a variety of different technology needs and considerations, a variety of different business approaches. What we're trying to articulate is what we feel is the best path forward for the industry as a whole and create that framework so that the individual parties can make the best technology and business decisions for themselves.
MasterCard has said it will support current industry timelines in getting the payments ecosystem ready for the implementation of EMV standards in the U.S. MasterCard customers have told the company they want one set of dates to work toward.
That's kind of one of the guiding principles that we've in our approach to timing. So we have aligned our compliance dates for the elements of our roadmap that are consistent with other networks. At the same time, we recognize that some of the dates are pretty aggressive, and we've gotten feedback from our customers in that regard too. So we are very much interested in creating alignment for the sake of a common approach across the industry. But at the same time, if the industry decides that a different set of dates are more realistic and are necessary, will support the industry in their desire to come up with a new set of dates.
The company will work with acquirers to ensure infrastructure readiness by April of 2013. McGrath says the MasterCard roadmap is not just about putting chips on cards and putting chip terminals in the market.
For MasterCard, this roadmap is very much not just about putting chips on cards and putting chip terminals in the market. You know, at its heart, the EMV standard in infrastructure is really about the introduction of dynamic data to make things more secure. So we want to take that approach and really leverage that across a number of different technologies, a number of different channels. So I think it's important for people to understand that the inclusion of EMV really is that foundational element that the different parties in the payment system need to adopt. So regardless of whatever technology becomes popular or what's adopted ultimately by consumers, that the participants in the payments industry have invested in an infrastructure that can support that in a secure, safe, and simple way.
Colin McGrath is Vice President of U.S. Markets Developments for MasterCard. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.